Hume was appointed CEO of T-Mobile USA less than 2 years ago by its parent, Deutsche Telekom. Then, a few months later, AT&T announced that it was buying T-Mobile, a deal that ultimately unraveled, of course, after the federal government challenged it. Morningstar analyst Alan Nichols says Hume probably has been frustrated by the parent company's unwillingness to invest enough for T-Mobile to really compete with the biggest cell phone carriers.
With Deutsche Telekom not wanting to put a lot more money in it, I think he's said, I've had enough, I'm ready to go back to Germany and do something different.
Nichols says Deutsche Telekom failed to take advantage of earlier opportunities to buy wireless spectrum and is now playing catch-up by swapping some spectrum with Verizon. And, he says, Deutsche Telekom was also reluctant to subsidize the iPhone, which has hurt business as cell phone users opt for other carriers. The Wall Street Journal reports that Hume is joining an unnamed competitor in Europe. T-Mobile says its chief operating officer, Jim Alling, will take over as interim CEO. T-Mobile employs about 4,800 people in the Puget Sound region. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.